Hello, welcome to another short burst. The second of my short bursts, mini podcasts, just to get something off my chest or say something that probably can't wait until my full weekly podcast. This one, as you'll see, is entitled The Gig. Went to a gig last night. Don't do too many gigs, but I do enjoy them when I do. Probably 3-4 a year, maybe a couple more, maybe 5 or 6 a year, I would say, actually. But anyway, in Bristol, saw a band called Metronomy, who a band I've kind of got into over the last couple of years. They were really good. But I think what I wanted to talk about was some of the people at the gig, some of them which amused me or annoyed me. First of all, you've got your usual try-too-hard hipsters. I mean, there were a couple in particular. When I say a couple, they weren't together, but one woman and one man that we saw. And if you sort of got a talented cartoonist, maybe a caricaturist, if that's even a word, to draw you the kind of archetypal hipster, these two were what he would have drawn, one for a male, one for a female. I mean, they had the sort of thick rimmed glasses which you kind of doubted they even needed, and then, you know, the man had this sort of, you know, cropped hipster hair, a skinny kind of V-neck jumper over, sort of cardigan, sorry, over a t-shirt, and he had sort of Converse All-Stars or Chuck Taylors, whatever they're called, and then the tightest jeans you've ever seen, and I mean ever. I don't know how this guy was even managing to walk. You can actually see the blood coursing through his main artery in his leg. I mean, that's how tight they were. You could see this guy's pulse. And, you know, a big guy like me, you know, you could joke about me not even managing to get my arm through these jeans. I don't think I could have got them over my thumb. They were that tight. So yeah, this guy was really going for the look. And the female, well, she was sort of, she had all these wrist bangles around her wrist, and she had this sort of swept to the side hipster hair, and this look of disdain on her face at all times. And she was actually outside asking for tickets, and I thought, well, what kind of hipster are you? Most hipsters are so in advance of everybody else when it comes to a musical act, or at least they want you to think they are, that they've usually got a ticket before the band even knows they're going on tour. And yet she was actually asking for tickets. I did see her in there later, so she either already had her own ticket and was looking for some spare ones, or she did manage to get the ticket she was looking for. Anyway, moving on, there's also the people at gigs who really want you to think, or to know, if you know, they may well be enjoying themselves, but they really want you to know that they're enjoying themselves. Absolutely. They would hate for you to think that they weren't absolutely into kind of every second of this gig. They want you to know that they have all this band's records, that they know all of the words to all of the songs, even the more obscure ones. And you know, they dance around like sort of loons. Now, I'm a great believer that if that's what you want to do at a gig, you do it. But I think you do it near the front. I think that's why people know if they go to the front, then that's what they're going to have to put up with. But, you know, this particular couple, and they were a couple, they were together. More about that in a minute. But they were jumping around and dancing and really giving it